and welcome to the Need to Know podcast series, your source for cyber resilience, brought to you in association with VMware and AMD. In this series, we invite leading cybersecurity specialists and experts to probe the key issues and share best practices for combating current and emerging cyber threats. I'm your host, Liz Green, European Advisory and Cyber Leader at Dell Technologies. In today's episode, we will be hearing from one of the industry's top cyber leaders who has spent his career helping protect and safeguard the products, technology, and services of many American public and private sector organizations. He has helped plan for and respond to a variety of different cyber incidents and has seen firsthand how best to prioritize risk and investment to develop leading cyber teams and implement trusted technologies. Here on the podcast today, we are so delighted to be joined by one of our own, John Scimone, Dell Technologies Global Chief Security Officer. John, thank you so much for joining us. It is lovely to have you on the podcast today.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Liz, for having me.
Absolutely. So there is so much I want to cover with you today, John, but let us start quickly, if you can, giving us a bit of background on your good self. You've had a very impressive career, having spent time working at the U.S. Department of Defense, serving as Chief Information Security Officer of Sony Group globally, and now running the security practice at Dell Technologies. It'd be great to hear more about your career journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's interesting always to start with, you know, we all may be called a CISO or a chief security officer, but actually our jobs are quite different depending on the company we're working with or, you know, how companies organize. At Dell, as the chief security officer here, I do lead our global security and resiliency organization. And the way Dell's organized, the responsibility is really as a converged security role where we not just focus on cybersecurity, but we also bring in and converge responsibilities of physical security, business continuity, disaster recovery planning, crisis management. And then perhaps most importantly for our customers, product security, ensuring that products, our supply chain is as secure and resilient as possible. So it's an amazing job. I love it here. I've been here about 7 years in this role. Before being at Dell, though, I did serve slightly similar roles, Chief Information Security Officer for Sony Group, very different company, obviously, the global conglomerate based out of Tokyo. And there I was responsible for being part of a team that built Sony's first global cybersecurity and privacy organization, which was an incredible journey. And before Sony, I spent a number of years in the U.S. Department of Defense supporting the cyber operation, cybersecurity programs of the U.S. military. I had some really fun roles there. The final one that I departed the DoD from was as Director of Security Operations, essentially supporting the technology security and even in the case of facility and personnel security for multiple secretaries of defense in the U.S. cabinet level, which is amazing. But before professional, I mean, even just personal, I've always just been diving headfirst into cybersecurity as a passion. You know, it's really as long as I can remember having a computer, and certainly from the point I got my first modem, maybe in the late 80s, early 90s, just tinkering with technology, being curious about how it works, and more importantly, in the security front, how it's, you know, unintentionally can be made to work. And so I spent a lot of time, I like to say tinkering, some may say sort of white hat hacking in my youth, at least until the point that I had a relatively friendly visit from a three-letter agency, and they said, you know, maybe you should use your powers in a more constructive way as you go into the workforce. And that's sort of what led me on this path, starting out in the government through scholarship for service and early roles in the government, and eventually here today at Dell. So yeah, just been an incredible journey, and happy to share as much as possible about what I've learned along the way.
Amazing and incredible indeed, John. Really exciting to hear, especially because some of our listeners are starting their careers in cybersecurity. So I think just seeing the different roles and the different opportunities you've had along the way, for those that are listening, you know, definitely dip your toe in the water, get interested and get involved in cybersecurity. It's the place to be. Hear from John himself. I think, you know, John, one of the things you mentioned is working at Sony. And if I do have it right, I think you were promoted to being the CISO at Sony just weeks before the cyber attack that many of us remember in 2014. Can you tell us what that was like and share any lessons learned from that experience?
Yeah, it was, you know, in the security business, you're always kind of paranoid, and that's part of the attributes of it. So in my mind, very suspicious that the prior CISO decided to leave right about that time. But in all sincerity, I think it just was incredible timing where, you know, the transition point for me and taking over the global CISO role as my predecessor was departing on for a new opportunity was literally, I mean, I think at most weeks, maybe even days from the point of then this massive attack happening on our subsidiary, Sony Pictures. I don't even think I have my new business cards in the mail with a new title. And we found ourselves with one of our largest and most important business units essentially crippled and immediately offline in the wake of a destructive cyber attack that hit a large portion of the technology landscape. So, you know, what was it like? It's hard to describe. It certainly was a year that just went by in a blur, but, you know, literally a year of essentially response, recovery, replanning, and coming back stronger than we ever were as a company. But I think the big takeaways for me in that were really, at least at that point in time, in most organizations broadly, cybersecurity really was its own distinct and relatively isolated program, often tied really tightly with IT, but not often necessarily across many organizations, really closely tied to the business priorities, business planning. And when you have a crippling attack that stops the operational availability of a business, not just the data loss, it's not just the lawsuits and the things that came with prior flavors of attacks, it really is like it puts you front and center with the business and trying to understand the business. What's most important to get online first, second, third, you know, 27th? Where are the revenue streams? Where are the greatest impacts? The technology dependencies underpinning it? And so the big takeaway for me was just, you know, holy cow, like business continuity planning and what's now sort of being called cyber resilience, this notion of the cyber dependencies and their ties to the business and how you plan to be more resilient in the wake of an attack and continue to be able to do business through an attack. You know, just tremendous amounts of learning on that front. And I would say it shaped the way, at least we think about how we organize even at Dell today, where, again, we operate as a single organization. Those that are doing business continuity plans, deeply understanding and engaging with the business. We have business unit security officers who daily are security professionals embedded with every part of Dell's business to make sure we're tied at the hip with the company that we're supporting. And as we take our planning actions on the cybersecurity front, making sure that we're not just doing them through a sort of a more myopic cyber lens, but really through the lens of, you know, what we're here to do at the end of the day, which is to support an organization and keep it thriving forward despite this really hostile threat landscape that we all have to operate in.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack there. And I think it's really helpful to hear about how much you learned and the organization learned and actually how we're applying that to our own organization, Dell, now, in terms of the way you've structured Dell, having all the different teams working together, kind of reducing those silos and the importance of kind of cybersecurity and resilience being this team sport because it does require a team response. So thank you for sharing a bit more about that. We can only imagine and would have loved to be a fly on the wall for that experience. I guess since that attack almost 10 years ago now, how do you think the cyber landscape has evolved and what do you see as some of the biggest changes that organizations face when trying to protect and safeguard their business today?
Yeah, so I think certainly, you know, ransomware, disruptive attacks more generally have certainly been the big surge and increase of focus. If we rewind a decade ago, I thought that there weren't, you know, instances of ransomware scared about or even the occasional destructive attack, but they were nowhere near as prevalent as they are today for most organizations. And so if organizations were going through a planning cycle a decade ago, you know, thinking about risk is both likelihood, what's most likely to hit us and impact, what's most impactful to our company if we're hit. You know, almost overwhelmingly the focus back then was just data protection. Protect our data, don't lose our data, don't get embarrassed and sued when we lose our data. And really, in today's environment, you know, 10 years later, that problem still exists and still is as important. And certainly data theft is a huge component. And actually, these blended attacks or ransomware now is stealing data, leaking data. You sort of get the worst of all worlds. But now shifting much more to where every day organizations are being crippled from not just a confidentiality perspective, but an availability perspective. And the timeliness and the ability to respond with, you know, precision quickly when your business is down like that in a second, it's a much different posture and response posture necessarily than dealing with potentially a year-long or multi-year fallout in the wake of a data loss event. And so, you know, organizations, I think, have to have a totally different posture today to be prepared for, you know, the potentiality, if not the probability, that, you know, most large organizations will at some point face rather advanced ransomware attacks, and they need to be able to navigate through them and keep their business running, get it back online quickly. And again, the types of preparedness activities, the types of investments, the types of technology that you need to employ to do that well is actually quite different than those things that you need to do to prepare for just a traditional data loss, data theft, data breach type event.
Really helpful. So new threats lead to new solutions, and that means new technologies and approaches. So it seems like a space that is always changing. I guess, you know, if you had to answer today, this particular moment in time, what do you believe to be the biggest threat to an organization's digital infrastructure?
I have to say it's the resiliency and preparedness for advanced destructive and disruptive attacks. It's what we see most often, even as we look at, you know, SecureWorks, our services business, who daily are out with our customers, unfortunately getting that call saying, help. Just yesterday, the day was perfectly fine, and today it's the worst day in a company's history. And those calls are increasing in frequency. So, you know, from a risk perspective, again, likelihood and impact, likelihood that increasingly likely organizations are facing these types of issues, and impact, you know, it's just crippling for most organizations, particularly those who have not taken a proactive preparedness approach to anticipate and prepare for that day, can be incredibly devastating. And unfortunately, we're seeing it in increasing with prevalence and impact globally, really across every sector.
Yeah, it's unfortunately not going anywhere, right? Cybercrime is growing, ransomware and malware continue to be a problem. And I think that's really the theme this podcast has had, which is building resilience. So making sure everyone is prepared for the inevitable. It's no longer about being able to defend against any and all threats, but how does an organization best recover in the event that they are impacted? Now, bringing us to our final question, a lot of listeners may not naturally associate Dell as a partner who plays an important role within their cybersecurity strategy. So, John, where do you see Dell Technologies adding the most value?
Yeah, I think your question calls it out that we may not be seen as a security company. I actually think that's a good thing. That's something I take pride in. But it also is a reflection on this interesting market we operate in, where you have, you know, what's perceived as technology companies who produce technology. They enable your business, you digitally enable your processes, and you do better as a business with technology. And then inherently, the technology and the threat landscape is a disaster. And so you need to load on a ton of security companies and security technologies and security solutions. And you end up with this super complex, super expensive, super messy, at the end of the day, still quite ineffective, you know, spaghetti of solutions that are meant to complement one another. But at the end of the day, I would say most organizations say they still struggle. They don't necessarily, even our surveys, don't feel well prepared. So when we look at Dell's positioning, you know, we're a leading technology company and the most trusted by the customers that we serve. We have a unique opportunity in my mind not to just play into that losing reactive model, but instead to inherently design and bring our technologies to market in a more secure and resilient way. And so that's a big focus of what we're doing. And of course, we have, you know, leading class backup solutions that's central to the preparedness from a recovery perspective in any business today. As a result, like the cyber vaulting solutions that we have, ability to bring cyber recovery capabilities to bear, leading on that front. But more broadly, if we just look across our portfolio, whether it's, you know, laptops, servers, or otherwise, you know, giving our customers the confidence to know that we've embedded security and resiliency practices, expertise, investments from the design level into all of those technologies. So when you're buying Dell, you're inherently buying a more superior, secure, and resilient product. And over time, something that less and less needs additional security tools, licenses, et cetera, band-aids essentially put on top, because we want to, you know, play as, you know, the secure technology company rather than a security technology company.
That's really helpful. And I think is a great thing for us to share with our clients in the market. You know, we have a lot of pride in the fact that we don't necessarily need to talk about security as an add-on, because it's something that's built into everything that we do from the beginning. So look, John, I could keep you here for hours. Thank you so much. I just wanted to capture a few of the insights I've taken from our discussion today. So the first is, you know, you have had a fantastic career, and throughout the different roles you've had, you've seen firsthand that security is a team sport, which has been, again, a theme of this podcast, that different teams, different people within the organization need to work together to build resilience and respond to any crisis. So that was really helpful. I think the second is these exciting emerging technologies, be it generative AI, 5G, quantum computing, they are going to drastically change society for the better. And we've continued to see new technologies and innovations, you know, over the last 10 years do that. However, cybercrime is not going away. So ransomware, malware, and a variety of threat actors and motivations will make it hard for organizations to prevent against all potential threats. So it's important leaders learn to consider how best to invest in security solutions and prioritize on the organization's risk appetite. And then lastly, number three, you know, Dell is an organization that's leading in cybersecurity. We develop our technologies with security in mind from the design phase through to production and implementation. And we are moving society forward with our technology. And to do this, we need our clients to trust our products and solutions are safe and secure. And that is part of the work John and his team do, and they do it very well. So John, thank you so much for your time today and your valuable insights. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. Really, really glad to have you on the show. And thank you to our listeners. We hope you join us next time. This series has been brought to you in association with VMware and AMD.